This is your boy Doug Stewart, one half of the Two Live Stews. Check out my brand new daily show and podcast that airs live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the Doug Stewart Show daily at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not stewing, what in the world are you doing? 404-382-0338 is the number to the show. You can also email me at Doug at the DougStewartShow.com. From that ninja wrong, Doug. Tiger always shoots like that on the first day. Check your history. Okay. You know what the hell I meant, that ninja. Leon, kind of sad. We're giving the great Tiger Woods a ball award for not falling apart on the course, shaking my head. Did you not notice that in watching it yesterday when Tiger walked up to the 18th green that they stood up and gave him like a standing ovation? Like this ain't, I mean, once again, this is not supposed to be the case with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods normally would be kicking himself or mad at himself for the fact that he didn't do anything really spectacular or dynamic, that he didn't shoot. You know, this is par for the course. This is no big deal for Tiger to shoot one over par, is the point I'm trying to make. And the fact that on the 18th green, that the gallery basically, in effect, gave Tiger applause because he didn't, one, bow out. He didn't take himself out of the running because of an injury. And two, he was still technically in the thick of things. You know, he's not on pace to not make the cut right now. So it was a good thing. And that's how far that Tiger Woods and the brand of Tiger Woods has sunk throughout this whole ordeal. It is. So I was happy to see that. I kept saying to myself, because I was in the gym when he was on rounds, probably like on holes, probably like 13 and 14 and 15. I watched the last couple of holes at my house after I left the gym. So I'm at the gym, and I'm, you know, doing my little sets or whatever, you know, getting my swole on. I still do that. And every time he'd make a shot, I literally had my fingers crossed. You know, I had my fingers crossed that he wouldn't hook it or he wouldn't slice or whatever and throw his club. Now, he did that one time on a par three. He hit up short and went into the water, and he had his little Tiger episodes. But for the most part, he played a good round of golf, made some great chips, made a couple of putts that he hadn't been making in the last couple of years. So it was good. And I just kept saying to myself, hold it together, ninja, hold it together. I just kept saying that to myself in the gym. Like, dude, just hold it together. Just get past the first day, you know, with a reasonable round where you're in striking distance and you hope Jordan Spieth like comes down a little bit and Tiger has a better day. Just hang around. I need you just to hang around, man, till Sunday. And that's what Tiger did on the first day yesterday of the Masters.